Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord, your faithfulness surrounds you. Heavenly Father, blessed be God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. You alone are worthy of all our praise. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Lord, let the light of your countenance shine upon us today as we open up your word and spend this time together in your presence and prayer. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. O Lord, draw us closer to your heart in this season so that we will know the width and the length and the height and the depth of your love. To know the love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge, that we may be filled with the fullness of God. Lord, there's nothing we desire besides you. You are our mighty shield and sword, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Lead us in triumph in this season, in your glorious high and holy name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, warriors. It is a joy to be with you again on this Monday morning as we open up the second week of our journey with praise and unite our hearts from coast to coast with our dear friends, brothers and sisters at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills. Welcome. My heart is just knitted to yours in love, and for everyone else who's joining us across this nation, we're so grateful for you being here with us as we blanket this nation in prayer. It so desperately needs it in this hour. I do pray that you had a really wonderful weekend just worshiping the Lord. And I just want to say personally, I've been very encouraged by the emails that I've been receiving, how just in this first week, the Lord is touching your heart as we're spending this time together in the Word, in prayer. How many of you are experiencing breakthrough? You're being encouraged in your heart. Your prayer life is changing. You're being strengthened in the Lord. Your trust in God is deepening. There's so many wonderful, just encouraging words that you're sharing about what God is doing for you personally. And I just want you to know it's an encouragement to me and to all of us who are listening. And that is really the prayer of my heart, that everyone just experiences that personal, deep, intimate touch from the Lord in this season, because he loves us and he loves us personally. And he wants our hearts so that he can just fill us with his love. He's pouring out his love in this season. I do want to encourage you that if you are not receiving the daily devotional emails that go out every day, the important part of these journeys, especially when they're seasons of prayer and fasting, is that we get the intake of the Word of God. So the emails are spiritual nourishment for you to have for your breakfast and your lunch and your dinner every day, and so that we can also all be on the same page. In the Word of God, standing on his word, drawing strength from it, and praying from that same place of wisdom and understanding. So if you go to the CalvaryKnoxville.org website, you can click on, there's a graphic there that says Sabaoth, really pretty graphic with the sword. Just click on that, and it'll open up to the mailing list sign-up page. Just put your name in your mailing list or your email address, and you'll get the email the very next day. And if you're at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills or on the West Coast, you can just go to the calvaryCCH.org website. Do the same thing. They have a QRL code. You click that and it opens up to the mailing list page. Just put your name and email and address in there. Once you receive the emails, if you've missed any emails, at the very bottom of every email is the last links. You just click on the links to each day's devotional, and then you can even click on just the archive, and you'll see all of the past devotionals there. And if you want to invite other people to sign up, you can just share the join the mailing list link that's at the bottom of the email as well. And for those of you who have expressed to me that you're missing out on many of these sessions of prayer that we're having, and you really want to be able to connect in that way, we now have all of them at the Calvary Knoxville YouTube page. So if you've missed any sessions, and you want to be able to participate in them, you can just go to the YouTube page and listen. I hear from people just being washed in the Word. That's why our prayers in here are so important. People are hearing the Word of God, and it's just refreshing their souls. It's lifting their spirits. It's strengthening their hearts. And it's just such an encouragement to all of our brothers and sisters in Christ as we're strengthening the body together. So I just encourage you, as we knit our hearts together in that, that we just stay on the same page, that we're in the Word together, and just encouraging one another in that. And on that note, our devotional this morning was from 2 Samuel 6, and it's the story of when David, King David, wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of the Hosts to Mount Zion. The nation had been in a very depleted state spiritually after the reign of King Saul. They neglected the Word of God. They neglected the ordinances of God. They didn't even know where the Ark of God was. So he went searching for it and to bring it back. And unfortunately, as we talked about this morning in the devotional, he had in his heart to do something really nice for the Lord. I mean, we do that, right? We think, oh, Lord, this is the offering I want to bring to you, and I just think you'll delight in it, God. And he's like, you can worship me, but you need to worship me the way I've told you can worship me. You cannot bring false worship to me. And we see that in the world today. Plenty of people are attending churches, ministries, where they're worshiping not according to the Word of God. And the Lord has made it very clear how we're to worship him, how we're to approach him. There's only one way to approach God, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. You don't come to the Lord in any other way. You have to come through his sacrifice, through his atoning blood. That's the only way we can truly have intimate fellowship with the Father. We have to be in a right relationship with him, and he's provided us that pathway, and that's through Jesus Christ. And anyone who's teaching you anything other than that, who says you have to do something more or something different than Christ and Christ crucified, you need to turn and run away. So David was said, I'm going to bring the altar up to the Lord. But because they were so depleted spiritually, they had forgotten what God had commanded them how to worship. They were supposed to bring the ark, being carried only by the Levites on their shoulders by these specific poles that were to carry, but they didn't do that. They had learned the worship systems of the Philistines, which was carrying their gods on carts, and they did that. And we know from this story in 2 Samuel 6 that when the ark started to tumble, which happens, if you're doing something that's not in the Lord's will, what's the first thing that happens? Everything starts to shake and rattle and roll and fall apart, right? And you got to reach out and you got to fix things, and you're reaching out in your own strength and your own hand. Well, Uzzah did that. And what happened to him? In a moment, God struck him dead. And at that moment, David got the fear of the Lord in his heart. And I think God's doing that for us in this season. I mean, we're watching what's going on in our nation. He wants to instill fear in our hearts that he's still on the throne, that he's the sovereign king. He rules all the nations. He rules the times and the seasons. He's in control of everything. And we need to trust him. We don't have it in ourselves to fix what's going on, but we can by coming humbly before him in the manner that he has asked us to come to him, completely yielded, completely surrendered, completely dependent upon him. No human strength, no human flesh, no governments, no arm of flesh in any way. Just come to him humble, and he will be the one to lift us up. So we see in this story that, you know, David has this intense love for the Lord. He wants to bring this spiritual revival to the nation, and he has purposed in his heart how he's going to do that, to bring awakening to Israel at this moment. And he finds this first time he tries to attempt it, does not go very well for him. So we find that the ark ends up in the house of Obed-Edom for a few months, and David had to search his heart in that season. And that's an encouragement to us. Sometimes, you know, when things fall apart, when we think we're trying to figure it out, God gives us that time to really search our hearts. He doesn't reject us. He says he'll never leave or forsake us. So when we fail like that, when we sin, when we rebel, he brings us back to himself. And David was able to find out the correct way of worship. And then it says that David went up and brought the ark of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. So just the anger he had towards God was turned to gladness. And those bearing of the ark of the Lord had gone six paces, and they sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. And then David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing the linen ephod. And then it says, David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. So there was just joy in the Lord that God was bringing his ark back to there. And it says here in this verse that the very end says, and then he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. Because that was what the ark was called. The ark was called by the name of the Lord of hosts, because the Lord is their defender. The Lord is their refuge. The Lord is their strength. And so they brought the ark back in that knowledge that God was coming back into their presence and being their strength, being their salvation. And the ark was a sign of God's presence in the midst of his people. And that was what it represented. And that's what God's giving to us in this season. This season is a token of God's presence, and reminding us of that, that he's inviting us to come in these 21 days to just soak in his presence and allow him to minister to our hearts, which is what he's doing for so many of us. I know he's ministering to mine in this time. He wants to wash us in the water of his word, to cleanse us, confront us of our sin so we can be emptied of that, to refresh us in this season and restore us back to a right relationship, maybe where we've kind of, you know, lost that fervor and zeal for the Lord. He wants to nourish in the knowledge of himself, give us that hunger and thirst again for his word, for righteousness, and a heart of love for others. Maybe where we become a little bit complaining and angry and bitter, he wants to remove all of that as we feast on divine love. He wants to remind us how good he is. Just taste and see how good he is, and to show us how far we have fallen from our first love. He wants to reignite that fire, that passion for him within, and really stir up that zeal and desire. And I just pray in these morning hours, as we're spending this time worshiping him, we're just praising him, we're adoring him, that we would just make the most of this time with the one our heart loves as we're coming together corporately, and just receive all that he purposes to pour into our hearts. And I do pray that, you know, we're beginning to grasp what he is doing in this season. His heart is so full of love for his children. He's a good father. He loves us with an everlasting love. But he sees where we've grown lazy or complacent. He sees our weakness and our lethargy. He hears all the complaining and the whining and the arguing. He knows that we lack power and strength. So he has opened up a fountain in this season, these 21 days. It's like the river. I see it like the river, like Ezekiel saw, right? You know, in Ezekiel, he says that he saw this water flowing out from under the altar. It was from the right side of the temple, south side of the altar. We're on the right side of the country, south, right? And each step that Ezekiel took, he saw that the water was coming up first to his ankles, right? He kind of got in, got a little wet, and then eventually came up to his knees. The further he kept walking into the presence of God, it got up to his waist, until finally he was so deep in the presence of God that the water was just rushing over him and he was drowning in it. He had to swim in it. And that's how we need to see this season. I mean, we're going to get out of it what we put into it. Are we going to continue to press on and go into the deep with God and allow him to pour out his love upon us? Or are we just content to just stay in the shallow water and get our toes a little bit wet? God wants us drowning in his love in this season, because he's pouring it out in heap loads upon us. He wants to cleanse us and just bring us to the place of full surrender. He's like, stop kicking at the goads. I just want you to fall into my arms. Just lay back underneath you are the everlasting arms. He wants us just to fall back in love with him, like we did when we first fell in love. You know, he sees us standing on the edge of the water, and we're just fearful right now. He sees a lot of his people, his children, just very fearful, lacking courage in personal matters as well as, you know, public matters. We're just very fearful. He sees our unbelief. He sees our doubts. He sees the worry and the concern that's such a burden on us, our lack of trust, the confusion. We don't know what's going on. So many Christians are questioning. Why are we questioning? We have the answers. We should be providing the answers. So that's what he wants to correct in this season. He wants to lift us above our low thinking. I mean, we are sinking down. We're just pilgrims in this world, right? We're supposed to be passing through and depositing just goodness upon the land before we leave it. But so many have just settled and become bottom dwellers. And like in David's time, they took up the thinking of the Philistines and thought they could worship God in that same way. And the Lord's like, stop your low-level thinking. Stop your bottom-dwelling thinking. I've seated you in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus as my children. I saved you for that. Come up here to my level. See it from my perspective. You know, how we think about God impacts how we pray. So we need to have a higher view of our God. And, you know, he can hear it in our praying. He hears it in the silence. He hears it in the murmuring. A lot of times he hears nothing because we don't normally pray as we should. How much time, we need to ask ourselves, how much time do we really spend in prayer? How much time do we really spend with the Lord? Do we desire that time with him? Or are we so busy? I hear all the excuses people tell me about their schedules. But what is the priority? Where is your heart? Who do you want to spend time with? The most important relationship we have is with God. And it's his highest priority for our lives, is our intimacy with him, because it affects everything. It affects everything, the time that we spend with him. And the reality is he didn't call us to some great work. He called us to himself. When he drew us out of the depths and he brought us to himself and we got saved, he rescued us for himself. And he wants to cultivate that relationship with us. This season is just a reminder of that, to just draw us in, because he wants to bless us. And if we worship him the way that he calls us to worship him, by fully yielding and surrendering and just trusting him, the blessings are going to come. We don't have to ask for it. All we need to do is ask for him, and he will never deny us of himself. He loves us so much. So I just pray that we would trust him in this season, yield to what the Spirit is speaking to this, to the church in this hour, and come. All of you who are weary and heavy laden, and he's going to give us that rest. So let's go before the Lord now, and we're going to spend this time together praising him, lifting up his holy name, adoring him for his infinite worth and majesty, basking in the beauty of holiness. Just close your eyes and gaze upon his wonderful face. See him for who he is. See his delight in his eyes that you're spending this time with him, and then just worship him. Again, just a reminder, you can come up here and lay yourself out on the mats and pray. The microphone is here, or you can pray into the microphone there. There's prayer morsels to pray into. Just lift up the word of God. Lift up your hearts to God. Let's fill the atmosphere with his praise. He is worthy. Let's go before the Lord. Lord, just tune our hearts to songs of higher praise. We want to burn with deeper devotion and love to you, God. Lord, we don't want anything to diminish the beauty of your holiness or majesty in our lives, Lord. We want to present, Lord, you and your infinite perfections in every way we speak and act and all the things that we do and everywhere we go. We want to adorn you with the highest praise, Lord. So we just ask that you would direct our praise in this hour by your love, Lord. For the Lord is great and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his. The seas are his, for he made them. And his hands formed the dry land. He formed it all. It's all in your hands. So let us come, Lord. Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God. Lord, would you send out your light and your truth and let them lead us. Let them bring us to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. We will go to the altar of God, to God our exceeding joy, and we will praise you, O God, our God. Lord Jesus, you are God. You are coming on the clouds of glory. We kneel before your throne of grace and mercy. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed for us. Thank you, God, for your mercy on us. Lord, we repent of our sins. Forgive us, God. We need you, Jesus. You are our strength and our tower of refuge. We call on the name above all names, Jesus Christ, the living God. We come before you and kneel before your throne, Jesus. We are nothing but a vapor in the wind, but you are eternal and everlasting God. And we need you, God. Help us in our weaknesses, Lord. Wash us with your word. Purify your church. Lord, we know that your word says that judgment begins in the house of the Lord. So cleanse your church. Purify your bride. Wash us and clean us and put white garments on us, Lord Jesus. Clothe us with humility, Lord God, in purity and righteousness, God. Oh, Lord, prepare us for your coming, Lord. Increase our boldness, Jesus, to stand for your word, no matter what persecutions come, Jesus. Pour out your holy fire upon us, for you are a consuming fire, Lord. We need you now. We pray that you'd pour your Holy Spirit upon us and upon our family members and upon our children, Jesus. Wash this land, God, with your Holy Spirit, God. Change us, Lord God. Bring us back.
back to you, Jesus. Have mercy on this country. I pray for all of our children, God, that this would be a church that, Lord, brings your word to them, God, that your word would be written in the tablets of their hearts, God, that they would be clothed with righteousness, that they would grow to be men and women of God, soldiers in your army, God. And I pray that all of us would be have the armor of God on to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I pray that you'd put us on the front lines of your army, Jesus. Lord God, give us every gift of your Holy Spirit so we can be used by you to bear much fruit for your kingdom, Lord God. I pray that you teach us how to love our enemies, Jesus. Mold us and form us to be more like you. We surrender all. We give all to you. Lord God, heaven is your throne and earth is your footstool. And we sit before you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your kindness and your goodness and your love and your mercy, God. We need you now, God. Thank you for all that you're going to do. Save us, Lord God, and protect us, Lord God. Send angels around us, God, and into our homes. Reform family units. Reform marriages, God. Help us, Lord God, to be the people that you've created us to be and to bring glory and honor to your name, Jesus. We love you. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We praise your name, God. Do a mighty work here, God, and through this ministry and through this 21 days of fasting and prayer. Do a mighty work. Pour out your spirit upon all people, God. Lord God, bring visions and dreams and prophecy. Anoint ears to hear your voice and mouths to speak your words. Give us your hands and eyes to see like you see, God. Oh, we need you. Change us, God. We love you. Do your work, Lord, and thank you for what you're going to do before you even do it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Father in heaven, Jesus, almighty, everlasting, one above all, the beginning, the end, and the one that will come. We come before you, my God, my Lord, my Jesus, my Savior. We come before you and we praise your holy name. You are righteous and none like you, Father. You stand before us, Jesus. You know our thoughts. You know our ways, you know our mind. Whom can we stand against? You are God who sees, knows, and understands. And nothing, God, nothing is hidden from you. For you will turn over every stone, Eli, Jesus. You are holy and righteous. All knee will bow and all mouth will confess that you are Jesus. For you are God who stands above all. You understand and you know our thoughts. Forgive us, my God. Watch over us, Jesus. Protect us, Jesus. Enlighten us, Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit fall on us. For you are holy and there is none more mighty than you. For there is none that can stand. For we bow before you, my God. We ask in Jesus' name, protect us. We ask in Jesus' name, enlighten us. Change our ways. Oh, God, you are holy. Who can we stand against? Who can we stand against, Jesus? You are holy and righteous. You know our ways. You know our thoughts. You are God who sees us. You are God who truly, truly loves us. There is nothing hidden from you. There is nothing that we can hide. Eli, hallelujah. You are holy, Jesus. And you are truly righteous. You are the one who knows. You are the one who sees. You are the one who saved us. Let your Holy Spirit fall on us. Let us not push. Let us not run. Let us not wander. Let us pray. Let us worship you, Jesus, for you're worthy of worship. You truly are worthy. For you come to us in our depths. You come to us in our dirtiness and you cleanse us. You clean us. You teach us. For there is none more worthy. There is none more mighty. You are holy, holy, holy. Let us not wander. Let us not ponder. Let us not walk in the wrong ways. Guide our feet, our hearts, and our mind. Anoint our eyes. Anoint our ears. Anoint our mouths. My God, my Lord, my Savior, you are worthy. For who can stand against you? Who knows the ways? Who knows the depths? And who knows the hour? Alleluia. You are holy. You are righteous, Jesus. Your holiness is good. Your righteousness is good. Alleluia, Jesus. Hosanna, Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit fall on us. Holy Spirit, we ask. We know not better. We ask. Cleanse us. Purify us. Teach us. Change our hearts. Revive us. Hallelujah, we need revival. Hallelujah, Jesus, we need you. We need your ways, we need your thoughts. Let us worship your name. There is none worthy more. You are God who sees, truly sees. Eli, let us worship your name. Let us worship your ways. May you be magnified above all. May you show us love. May you show us all that you have, for you are good. Your goodness is like honey, Jesus. Yes, Sarah, your goodness is like honey. May you be magnified. Forgive us. Forgive us for all our ways, Jesus. Oh, forgive us. We need your goodness. We need your forgiveness. May you be magnified. May all the glory be to you, my God. You are worthy of praise. None can stand against you. Absolutely none. Eli, you are holy. Let us worship your name. Let us not wander. Let us not wander. You are God. Your word is true. Your word is everlasting. Your word is comfort. Let us walk in your ways. Let us give away all the wrong that we do, Jesus. For you save, you save, you save. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise be your name. Amen.
Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says, glory. Glory, Lord. Glory to your holy name. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. We praise your glorious name, Lord Jesus. Be magnified in the praises of your people, Lord. Be magnified in Jesus' name. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared among all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord has made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree that shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord.
John 17. Jesus praying to the Father before he goes to the cross. Verse 20. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, I in you, and they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you've sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me. You have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. Jesus, thank you for thinking of us. Before you went to the cross, Lord, thank you for making and asking your Father to be your executor of your will. Your will being that you love us so much. You want us to be with you.
Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would give us hearts like David after you, Jesus, to do your will. God, give us faith like Abraham. God, help us to be humble like Moses, God, so you can use us, Lord Jesus. God, I pray that we would be Christians who are on fire for you, who go out and spread the gospel. I pray that we would be making disciples, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us to work for you, God. Help us to deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you for your joy, Jesus, that you give us. Thank you, God, for your peace, for you are the Prince of Peace, and you will keep those in perfect peace whose mind is set on you. So I pray that as we rise in the morning, that our minds would be on you throughout the whole day, even as we sleep at night, that the word of God would be rushing through our ears and minds, God, that we'd meditate day and night in your word. Make us more hungry for your word than the natural food, God. Make us addicted to your word and break off any other addictions in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask, God, that you would rebuke the enemy off of our family and that you'd dispatch your angel armies to fight for us, God. And Lord, send a hedge of protection around this church, God. Cleanse this church, Jesus. Cleanse our families and bring back lost family members, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. You see, you know each and every one of our hearts and thoughts right now. You know our struggles and our weaknesses. Help us. Strengthen us, God. You are our strength. Help us, God. We need you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God and his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. God is in her palaces. He is known as her refuge. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, and let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion and go all around her. Count her towers, mark well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following. For this is our God. Our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. O Lord, if we don't praise you, the next generation won't, God. Do not let your praise die down with us, Lord. Stir in the hearts to sing your praise. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord. We praise your holy name. You are glorious in splendor and majesty, Lord. You are gracious in all of your works. You are kind to all who love you, Lord, to all who are bowed down before you, God. Lord Jesus, be magnified in the praises of your people, Lord. Be exalted, Lord, in all the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Be merciful to us and cause your face to shine upon us, that your way may be known in all the earth and your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you. Let them praise you, and let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you, then the earth shall yield her increase, and God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. We exalt you, O God. We magnify your glorious name, Lord Jesus, the name that is above all names. We bow before you, Lord. in your mighty and holy and worthy name.
O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry lands. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hands. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they shall not enter my rest.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. Lift up your hearts, O people. Where has he helped you? Where has he ministered to your heart? Give to him your praise. Rejoice in his holy name. Exalt his name, for he is worthy. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises and doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand and the earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have led forth the people you've redeemed, and you've guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. O Lord, your right hand has become glorious in power. Your right hand has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the excellence of your greatness, you have overthrown those who rose against you. O Lord, you have conquered all of our enemies. Lord, you have defeated the power of Satan and death. We praise you for riding gloriously into our hearts in triumph and rescuing us, Lord, from our bondage. Lord, we have so much to praise you for, Lord. You have set us free. You've opened the prison doors, Lord. Your light has shone in our hearts, Lord. You've brought us out of darkness into glorious light that we may sing forth your praise. So, Lord, let us bring a sacrifice to you, the fruit of our lips that sing your praise throughout this entire day, Lord. Be magnified in the praises of your people, Lord. We glorify in your holy name. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. In his praise in the assembly of the saints, let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful. Let them sing aloud. Let the high praises of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hands. Lord, we glorify your holy name. Be magnified in the praises of your people today as we go out, Lord, armed in your praise. Let it be continually on our lips today. We give you all the glory, Jesus, in your wonderful and holy name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. May you go forth in praise and let the mountains and the hills just break forth in joyful noise before you as you spread his glory throughout this day. I look forward to seeing you back here at noon or online. It's a joy to be with you. And I just pray you just feel the strength of the Lord today. He loves you. Just walk in the knowledge of that, how deeply you're loved. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.